This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Parliament has passed the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Cooperation, Muralidhar Mohol, moved the bill, which aims to further amend the National Cooperative Development Corporation Act 1962. The bill allows the corporation to undertake its activities in industrial goods. The legislation also allows the state governments to extend funding from the corporation to any entity engaged in cooperative development. The Lok Sabha today referred the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The bill aims to further amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill to refer it to a JPC comprising members of both houses for wider consultations. He said the committee will consist of 21 members from the Lok Sabha nominated by the Speaker and 10 members from the Rajya Sabha nominated by the Chairman. Mr. Rai said the committee will submit its report to the House by the last day of the first week of the winter session. The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. When the House met at 3 p.m. after the second adjournment, Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly and well-equipped to fulfil the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned for the day. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today said the government has established a fact-check unit in the Press Information Bureau to mitigate fake news related to its programs and policies. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan informed that Doordarshan and Akashvani further disseminate verified information through their news bulletins, programs and digital platforms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the government is fully prepared to discuss any issue, including the students' issue, and answer any questions raised by the members in the parliament. Speaking to reporters at parliament premises, Mr. Shah said the government has nothing to hide and is ready for discussion.
Please submit that letter to the Speaker by 3 p.m. today. From 3 p.m. today until 3 p.m. tomorrow, we are ready for a discussion on all matters. I will remain present in the House, listen to everyone, and respond to all the points raised. The government has nothing to hide. Everything will become clear before the people of the country.
Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the opposition is seeking accountability from the government over the alleged police action against NET protesters. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises, Mr. Gandhi said the opposition is not interested in any statement from the Home Minister but accountability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the youth to read the autobiography of anyone they admire and avoid shortcuts in life in the age of reels and social media influencers. The Prime Minister said this while releasing the autobiography of former President Ramnath Kovind titled Triumph of the Indian Republic, My Life, My Struggles in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged Indian businesses and citizens to adopt fair trading practices, promote recycling and reuse, and encourage a circular economy while taking Indian products and services to global markets. The minister said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of Bharatiya Vyapari Mahotsav 2026 in New Delhi today. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda defeated Javokir Sindarov in a second-round match of the Sankfeld Cup in St. Louis in the United States. It is his first victory in the tournament, which is the penultimate event of the Grand Chess Tour. And with that, we end this news bulletin.